From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, November 7th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Anthony Fiducia is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The town of Greenville recently held its first hearing to receive public comment on one of the community's solar farm sites proposed by Cypress Creek Renewables. At the public hearing, residents of Freehold expressed concerns about construction, potential burning at the site, the visual and sound impact of the facility, and the potential effect on property values. The company intends to spend $15 million to build 7 community solar farms in Greenville, Cairo, Coxsackie, and Catskill. Cypress Creek says the project will create 200 construction jobs and generate $1 million in local tax revenue. There are 2 project applications currently under review in Greenville. The company has proposed a 2-megawatt solar facility in Freehold that can power 300 to 500 homes. The electricity produced at the facility from solar sources would be sold locally within the Central Hudson service area. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. Amanda Purcell is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Hudson 3rd Ward Alderman John Friedman has resigned, and Common Council Democrats have chosen Saoirse Mazan to serve out the remaining 2 months of his term. On Monday, November the 6th, Common Council Leader Tiffany Garriga said the Democratic caucus that chose Mazan was informal, and there was no official vote. The Common Council will vote November the 13th on the appointment. Purcell writes that Friedman's resignation occurred recently, but said it was unclear when the decision to step down was announced. Friedman served as a city alderman for 3 2-year terms. He was not seeking re-election this time around. In September, he lost his bid for Hudson 3rd Ward Supervisor in the Democratic primary. Mazan and Calvin Lewis are running unopposed in the election today, Tuesday, for the 2 3rd Ward seats on the Common Council. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union is reporting the Albany County Bar Association, on the eve of the election, announced the results of its assessments of the 2 candidates running for state Supreme Court in the 3rd Judicial District. Following interviews with both candidates, the group found Colony Town Justice Peter Crummy to be qualified and Ulster County Attorney Julian Scheibman well qualified. Crummy is a Republican, also running on the Independence and Reform Party lines. He's a graduate of Albany Law School and was admitted to the bar in 1983. Shreveman of Ulster Park, a Democrat also running on the Work and Families line, is a partner in the firm Watchell, Mystery, and Kingston. Both men were rated qualified by the Independent Judicial Election Qualification Commissions. And you can read that full story in the Times Union. State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman has announced New York voters will once again be able to report problems at the polls through a special hotline. The hotline, staffed by attorneys and staff in the AG's Civil Rights Bureau, will be available during the general election today, Tuesday. Voters experiencing problems or issues at the polls are urged to call 800-771-7755 or email civil.rights@ag.ny.gov at any time between 6 a.m. and 9 p.m. today, Tuesday, November the 7th. In addition, the AG's office will focus on barriers impacting voters with disabilities, voter intimidation reports, and other issues faced by minority voters. The statewide hotline debuted in November 2012. Schneiderman says his office fielded hundreds of complaints from voters and worked with local election officials to quickly address the issues. Finally, today, Tuesday, November the 7th, is Election Day. The polls are open from 6 a.m. to 9 p.m. statewide and throughout the Capital Region. Voters will weigh in on 3 statewide ballot proposals, including the question of whether New York will hold a constitutional convention in 2019, plus a race in the 3rd Judicial District, as well as various local contests. To find a polling location and see sample ballots in Greene County, 518-719-3350 or greengovernment.com/departments/board of elections. to confirm if a voter is registered, to find polling locations, and to see sample ballots in Columbia County, 518-828-3115, or columbiacountyny.com/elections. The Daily Freeman has a rundown of how various services and offices will be affected. Amtrak will be running on a regular schedule. Banks are open today. The county offices are closed. Federal offices are open. Financial markets are open. The Greene County Transit is running on a regular schedule. There will be regular delivery of the U.S. mail. Metro North is running on a regular schedule. Schools are open. State offices are open. For Trailways, call 800-858-8555. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a chance of light rain, mainly after 4 p.m. Increasing clouds. The temperature high will be 43 degrees today. But Tuesday night, a chance of rain possibly mixing with snow after 8 p.m., then gradually ending. It will be cloudy, then gradually becoming partly cloudy with a temperature low around 27. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, mostly sunny with a high near 46 degrees. Wednesday night will be mostly clear with a low around 26. And on Thursday, mostly sunny with a high near 51 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of rain showers before 4 a.m., then a chance of snow showers. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 26. The sun rose this morning at 6:36 a.m., and it will set at 4:40 p.m. That will give us 10 hours and 3 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 7th day of November 2017, Election Day. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.